Hi there, this is El Star with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Derby Day, Saturday, May 4th, 2019, as always, sponsored by AmWager.com. Check out AmWager.com, where you can also get the written version of this podcast, which is the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to AmWager.com, AmWager.com, clicking on Handicapping and El Star's blog. We're going to start with some races at other tracks. Of course, AmWager unable to take wagering for Churchill, but I will cover the Derby at the end anyway. Starting with the Jacques Cartier Stakes, race 8 at Woodbine. Post time 4:40 on Saturday, May 4th. An Extravagant Kid missed by 3/4 of a length in last year's edition of this race to Pink Lloyd, who also returns. But Extravagant Kid has a race this year and Pink Lloyd does not, and that may be how the former turns the tables on the ladder. Extravagant Kid won a sprint stakes on dirt at Tampa in March, when last year he was returning from 13 months off, which is a big difference. Contreras rode Extravagant Kid last year in the race, not before or since, and gets on today with a good post to stalk likely dueling leaders Yorkton and Wyattstown, opening at 6-1. Extravagant Kid gets top billing. Icarian Road finished a well-beaten sixth in this race last year, but won his last two starts of 2018, including the Grade 2 Kennedy Road Stakes over the track before taking 5 months off. He put in a sparkling best of 70, 5-furlong workout over the track recently, has every right to pick up where he left off in December with a top effort in the stakes, good enough to win, and he opens at 8-1. There's not much to say about Pink Lloyd, which hasn't been said, and as evidenced by his 16-21 record all at Woodbine, including this race last year. He's been working well for his return, won this race last year off a summer layoff. However, he will be bet heavily, and it must be noted he tailed off badly at the end of the year with 5th and 4th place finishes, so we'll use him in exotics, but we'll try and beat him to win. In the Jacques Cartier Stakes, race 8 at Woodbine, post 4:40 Eastern, bet both Extravagant Kid and Icarian Road at 3-1 or more when making multiple win bets. Always try and use a dutching tool, which helps you allocate how much you want to bet or how much you want to win. And there is a free dutching tool at AmWager.com, among many other perks and benefits. For the exacta, we will box Extravagant Kid, Icarian Road, and Pink Lloyd. Moving down to Gulfstream, the Honey Rider Stakes, race 10, post 5:08. And Don't Make Fun stretches out to two turns for the first time for her fourth career start, as Daughter of Kitten's Joy could excel at the trip, making her 10-1 morning line look like a gift. She finished a close-up fourth in her career debut last December in a turf sprint, won nicely in a turf sprint in January, before a poor sixth-placed effort on paper in a stakes, which was also a turf sprint, which actually serves as a great prep because she was about 6 lengths behind the leader from start to finish. With veteran Prada riding, with room to improve off a sharp 93 Equibase speed figure effort from the win, which is the second best figure of any horse in the field, Don't Make Fun gets slight preference of three potential long shots worth considering. Perspire opens at 20-1, only for the fact she's never run on turf, in my opinion. She won at a mile on a sloppy track last month at 11-1 at the first allowance level, and she's never been in a claiming race. So she does fit here at this stakes condition. She rallied nicely to the win and earn an 87 figure she can improve upon. She's certainly bred to do just as well on the grass. Peaceful Feeling made her 3-year-old debut in February at a mile on the course and won as she pleased by 3 lengths at 2-1 before a third place finish at a mile, a race in which she rallied from third to lead before getting passed late. That issue of being passed late may be remedied by the addition of blinkers. As a daughter of Warfront, Peaceful Feeling, in my mind, is a little doubt that she can run on turf going long, so at 12-1, she's another to consider. For exactas, we'll also consider Devious Charm, Vow to Recover, and It's My Lucky Charm, the latter the 3-1 morning line favorite, who is in form and has won 5 of 10, but is no standout. In the Honey Rider Stakes, race 10 at Gulfstream, post 5:08 Eastern on Saturday, May 4th, bet two of these three to win at the highest odds, starting at 4-1, adding a place bet at 6-1. And those are Don't Make Fun, Perspire, and Peaceful Feeling. Always use a dutching tool like the one in AmWager to help you allocate your bets for the best profit. For the exacta, Don't Make Fun, Perspire, and Peaceful Feeling over Don't Make Fun, Perspire, Peaceful Feeling, Devious Charm, Vow to Recover, and It's My Lucky Charm. And then the opposite of that, which is Don't Make Fun, Perspire, Peaceful Feeling, Devious Charm, Vow to Recover, and It's My Lucky Charm over Don't Make Fun, Perspire, and Peaceful Feeling. Moving up to Belmont for the Westchester Stakes, race 11, post 5:40 p.m. And Hoffenheim is a really good play here, opening at 15-1, in my opinion. He finished third a little over a month ago in a non-graded stakes at 7 furlongs, close to this one-turn mile. His first start back from 8 months off. He's bound to move forward. He ran exceptionally well at Belmont last spring, went second to stakes winners, timeline, and recruiting ready in consecutive races. And so with second off the layoff improvement likely, Hoffenheim is the one we'll look to first to give us a profit. Realm also opens at double-digit odds, 20-1, which is odd to me considering he led in the stretch last time out on March 29th in the Skipaway Stakes at Gulfstream at 19-1. He was only beaten a half length of the neck on the wire, but yet he opens at 20-1 here in a similar situation. He'd been away for 6 months before that. He's won at Belmont, and he gets hot riding Carmouche to ride. So Realm must be respected, as it's very probable he'll run better second off the layoff and definitely hot better than his high odds suggest. Prince Lucky opens as the prohibitive 4-5 favorite, although his chances can't be discounted. He's no standout, and 4-5 is poor odds for a win bet. He won the Hal's Hope and Gulfstream Park Mile in succession this year, but the 112 and 105 Echo Base figures aren't standout figures, considering Hoffenheim earned a 107 figure and can improve, and Realm earned a 107 figure he can improve on. Stan the Man won at this one-turn mile trip at Aqueduct in February, as well as at Belmont last May. Now first or second in 10 of 16, and Dylan Davis has been up for all 5 wins. So Stan the Man rounds out a quartet here for profit to win or to complete the exacta. In the Westchester Stakes, race 11 at Belmont on Saturday, May 4th, post 5:40. Win bets, Hoffenheim and Realm both at 4-1 or more, adding a place bet at 6-1 or more. And again, use the Dutching tool. You got some great value. And also we can consider a win bet on Stan the Man who opens at 8-1 if he's 5-1 or higher. For the exacta, we'll play Hoffenheim, Realm, Prince Lucky, and Stan the Man over Hoffenheim, Realm, Prince Lucky, Stan the Man, and Sunny Ridge. And now the Kentucky Derby. Even though, again, you can't bet with AmWager, I want to give you my thoughts on the Derby. My contenders to win in preference order are Roadster, 3-1, fair odds, plus Kafarfe, 6-1, Tacita, 6-1, By My Standards, 6-1, Maximum Security, 10-1, and Win, 12-1. I plan on betting 2 or 3 of those to win or win place at high odds, and I'll play some exactas, which I'll talk about in just a minute. I think a bunch of horses can run second, including Tax, Improbable, Vekoma, Cutting Humor, and Game Winner. And so we'll play some exactas trying to make some money. Roadster showed me what I needed to see in the San Diego Derby when Smith rode him, even though Smith chose Omaha Beach, who's now scratched. Because Smith took Roadster back off the pace, led him to the outside, and let him just stretch his legs. And I think that bodes well for his chances in the very long Derby stretch. Of course, winning the San Diego Derby is pretty important in terms of Derby contender status. And he earned a 106 figure in the San Diego Derby. And this is his third start off a layoff, so he should run even better. Plus, Caparfe showed talent as a 2-year-old. He was beaten a neck in the Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes at Churchill last November. His first two races as a 3-year-old were pretty bad, but then he added blinkers and went to Dubai for the UAE Derby, and he showed a lot of gutsiness going inside to rally late. And I think at 30-1, he's worth a shot. Tacitus also showed some guttiness, physical toughness as well, as he almost went, as the jockey lost his balance in the first turn, and then he clipped heels as well. He still made a big move to get to the lead and held off Tax at the wire. He earned 105 and 106 figures, which fit very well. Plus Caparfe, by the way, the equivalent Echo Base figure from the UAE Derby's 112, which is rock solid. And Tacitus, as a son of Tappet, fits on all counts. By My Standards isn't as fast as any of the first mentioned three. He only earned a 96 figure in the Louisiana Derby, and it was the longest back of the prep races. But he did again show a little moxie, finding room inside and rallying, holding off his challenger to the wire. He has a shot. Maximum Security has a shot, especially now with Omaha Beach out. He wired the field in the Florida Derby with a decent 102 Equibase speed figure off a 109 before that, and he could get an easy lead and run well, and he certainly fit the way Jason Service trains. And Win should hit the board. He's my hit the board horse this year, as Commanding Curve and Perfect Soul were in years back. He should be coming from last. He rallied from nowhere to second as Vekoma was drawing off in the bluegrass, passing everybody but the winner. He should run better at the mile and a quarter. He should be closing when other horses are falling back, and he's got a shot. About game winner Improbable, they didn't move forward as three-year-olds, in my opinion. Both second, both beaten with no real excuse, even though they both can run well, and I'm going to try and beat them. Tax was beaten by Tassicus. He can run okay. Cutting Humor, I respect Pletcher. He ran okay in the Sunland Derby, and Vekoma won the Bluegrass Stakes with a decent figure, but he regressed from a 97 to from a 104 to a 97. In the Kentucky Derby, as I said, I'm going to bet Roadster to win 3-1 or more. I'm going to make a couple other win bets on Pluska Parfait, Tacitus, By My Standards, Maximum Security, 6-1, 6-1, 6-1, 10-1. And win is going to be my exotics key. So my play is a six-horse exacta box in the race of Roadster, Pluska Parfait, Tacitus, By My Standards, Maximum Security, and win. And then I'm going to play Roadster over everybody as a $1 exact at least. And then Roadster over the other five. So that's Roadster over By My Standards, Maximum Security, Tacitus, Pluska Parfait, and win. And then the trifecta is going to be Roadster over win over all, and Roadster over all over win. So we get the bet if Roadster wins and if win finishes second or third. Good luck on Derby Day. Thank you. And please check out AmWager. You can get the printed version of this podcast, the Key Racing Bets blog at AmWager. Go to AmWager.com, click on Handicapping, and Ella Starr's blog.